Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
Acting Senior Sergeant Craig Carter from Karratha Police joins us at the studio. Craig, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Pablo, and good morning to all the viewers and listeners out there.
Now, today we wanted to discuss driver fatigue because, you know, it's coming up to the Christmas season, of course. A lot of people head away, they travel south, they do the big road trips. Let's touch on driver fatigue first and how important it is.
Yeah, absolutely, Pablo. It's like you said, it is that time of year and people are going to be packing up the cars, moving off the school holidays with their children and everything on board their vehicles. As you know, WA, we're a vast state with, you know, like huge amounts of open roads and long distances, you know, in between town sites and long distances in between your normal fuel stops. Fatigue very much plays a part of coming into it for everybody, and it's something that has to be people got to be aware of, and it's got to be managed and sort of realistically planned into a trip, whether that be you change drivers, you know, every couple of hours, if you're lucky enough to have another driver in the vehicle with you. You know, we'd heavily advise that you do change drives over, and just get a rest from behind the wheels. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of effects and that come into fatigues. As a driver, there's several problems, and you know, it slows down your reaction time when you get tired of too long behind the wheel. Your thoughts will start to wander. These are the signs that you should really have a look. You might be slowing down unintentionally, braking too late, and so forth. If you're yawning, you're blinking more than usual, having trouble keeping your head up. Notice your eyes are closing for a moment or going out of focus, and randomly all of a sudden forgetting about what's happened or where you've been over the last few kilometres. All those are signs, early signs that there's fatigue setting in, the danger signs and warning signs that you should either stop and take a break, a coffee break, get out, walk around the car for a few minutes, stretch your legs, and all that sort of stuff, you know, if you don't have another driver to take over.
Yeah, and key to plan it out, and something we've spoken about in the past with Pilbara traffic is if you're not used to getting up early and operating, then it's probably not the best to, you know, set the alarm at 3 o'clock and head off at 4 a.m. If that's not part of your normal routine, you're going to be a lot more tired on the road.
No, you're 100% correct, Pablo. If you plan something like that and it is out of your routine, your normal daily routine of what you do, very much so, that will have a big effect upon you, especially in the, you know, early hours, in the afternoon, early afternoons, and that sort of stuff when you'd normally be resting. And you're not, and you've still got, several hundred kilometres maybe to keep driving. And the other thing is, too, is people that are knocking off work up here, especially up through here, a lot of shift workers and so forth, and they may be planning around leaving. So as soon as they knock off work and the car's packed and away they go, well, that comes into fatigue as well.
Yeah.
If you've just worked a 10 or 12-hour shift and you're coming in and intending to jump in a car and drive for another several hours to get to a destination, then fatigue's definitely going to set in, and it's got to be something that's be managed.
Now, something else we want to touch on is safety when it comes to overtaking the road trains. Because, it can be quite dangerous here in the Pilbara, and if you're not used to it as well, there's some things you can do to prepare yourself for those overtaking.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's one of the hazards that are on our road up here in the northwest, We deal with it. We're all road users, and the drivers, the truck drivers, and so forth that are working up here. They've got a hard job to do as well. They're hauling a lot of them are triple trailers and so forth, which is it's a tough job to keep them steady and straight as well. But above all, patience is number one. There are plenty of times and plenty of sections and opportunities to overtake these vehicles if you have the need to overtake them. So patience is number one. Just take a deep breath, keep driving, have a look, and the opportunity will come up where there are nice, long, straight stretches of road. The other thing to keep in mind is keep your lights on, okay, so you can be clearly seen. This is even during the daytime. We're talking, you know, most people you see when you're driving out, the majority of people nowadays will keep their lights on.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Which is a really good thing. And as I said, be patient. Passing a road train, you know, it can take as long as 60 seconds to get around some of the road trains, depending on what type of vehicle and so forth that you're driving. So you do need a fair amount of room. Position your vehicle too. When you come behind them, don't just take it for granted that the driver of the road train or the trucks out there will see you. Okay, let it be known. Move out slowly. Move out so you can see if any oncoming traffic is coming. But also let the truck driver know that that you are there, because you know 98% of the time I've always found the truck drivers are very happy to assist. Mm-hmm. You keep your right hand blinker on if you want to overtake. When you pull out, let him know. Put your right-hand blinker on and keep that going, so he knows that you do intend to come around. Obviously, if you've got UHF radios, the CB radios and so forth in the car, you can always call them up on channel 40, I believe it is, and identify, call out and identify the truck in front of you and let him know your intentions. But when it's clear, just accelerate at a safe and constant speed and just keep moving past the truck. Be aware of your speed when you've completed, you're overtaking. Road trains also, they need plenty of room to come to a stop as well. So make sure that you give enough room to go completely past the road train and don't just pull in straight away as soon as you get past the cab, as I've witnessed a few drivers do and as a lot of the truck drivers will tell you. Be aware of everybody around you. Just use patience and use common sense when overtaking as well.
Yeah, some really good tips there. Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities, Rio Tinto and Woodside, operate Northwest Self Projects, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Acting Senior Sergeant Craig Carter, thanks for stopping past today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.